Police in Washington, D.C. say two staff members of the Israeli embassy were gunned down as they left the Capitol Jewish Museum Wednesday night. Israel's foreign minister identifies the victims as Yaron Lischinsky and Sarah Milgram. Witness John Ellison tells Sky News he saw a man walk up to the couple near the Jewish Museum, and then he heard gunshots.
And he ran inside and yelled something. I couldn't make it out what he said. He just ran up. It was terrible.
At a news conference carried by WJLA, Yahiel Leiter, Israeli ambassador to the United States, said Lischinsky and Milgram would have been planning a life together had they not been killed.
The young man purchased a ring this week with the intention of proposing to his girlfriend next week in Jerusalem.
The suspect is identified as 31-year-old Elias Rodriguez of Chicago. Police say as he was taken into custody, he shouted, "Free, free Palestine." Donna Water, Washington.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.